So the unemployment numbers for December have arrived. It forms a pretty black and blue bookend to the year. The jobless rate 7.2%, as we've mentioned. Payrolls dropped by 524,000 workers. The work week declined, average work week declined from close to 40 to 33 hours per week. It's pretty much what economists expected, but it's still tough to look at. It's one of the biggest monthly drops ever in this modern post-war economy. Here to talk about the losses and to break down the numbers is Kelly Evans, back with us, reporter for the Wall Street Journal. So 7.2 is the headline. The other number that really interested me was in all of 2008, 2.6 million jobs lost. That's the worst since 1945.
Absolutely. And in 1945, we were changing from a war to a peacetime economy. So it's pretty amazing that we're getting these kind of numbers at a time when there's not that added element. I will say that what I find more interesting about this report is the unemployment rate as opposed to some of the monthly and yearly job loss figures. And this is because population growth. I mean, if you look and say, yeah, we've lost, you know, 2 million jobs, that's horrible in and of itself. But for me to compare it to past years, we do have to sort of have the context that, you know, even if in November and December we had some of the largest monthly losses ever, it's still, again, compared to 30 years ago, that a loss of 500,000 jobs would have meant much more. So
let's statistically sort of break that down. I mean, the rate is the highest since 1983, which was the depth of the recession in 1983, January of 83.
The unemployment rate, I believe, at its 7.2%, and again, a half point increase in a month, a half percentage point increase is huge. But anyway, I believe the unemployment rate peaked in 1992 at 7.8%. So if we look at the rate, things really aren't maybe as grim as they look if you compare things, for example, to 1945. So that's why I think that number is a little bit more telling right now. What's interesting about this is, okay, so we started 2008 in January with an unemployment rate of 4.9%. By December, we were at 7.2%. And we're
huge.
Now, you know, and that was as of this sort of the second week in December is that survey week. We know in recent weeks as holiday sales came in lower than expectations, there's been a flood of new claims for unemployment benefits. In fact, crashing systems in some states like North Carolina and Ohio. In Ohio, for example, their call volume to the system this week was 80,000 calls a day average compared to 7,500 normally. So we're talking about an enormous influx to the system.
It's 1,000% increase.
Exactly. I mean, and so there you have this happening in many states. And so what I think is very telling about this data is that we're talking about now deterioration even from that point. So, you know, again, I will say unemployment lags the economy. This isn't necessarily to say that because of this, things are going to get so much worse already a year into this recession.
Let's back up then. Barack Obama said yesterday, we're going to hit two digits. Mm-hmm. We may hit two digits. Any sign from looking at these numbers, and maybe the call volume is one of those signs, that we are headed to much higher unemployment rates in the months ahead?
It's more of the consensus forecast now. I mean, at first, people were saying, yeah, we might hit 8, 8.5. Now you're seeing, no, we think we're going for 9 or 10 and that the unemployment rate will continue to rise through next year, through 2010. Again, I would sort of say to that in 2001, you had a relatively short 8-month recession and unemployment continued to rise through 2003. So the economy could start to show some signs of improvement this year, even if we continue to see weakening in the job market. It's not uncommon for that to happen. And for the group that arbiters recessions, they could say they could declare an end to the recession, even though people are still, you know, not being hired back by companies.
Is there a way of breaking this out, service versus manufacturing, the traditional economy versus the sort of new economy?
Absolutely. Some of the sectors that have been struggling for several years actually have been sort of the goods producing ones, manufacturing, construction. Unfortunately, there's no sign of those losses slowing, you know, or stopping necessarily. Construction lost another 100,000 jobs in December, manufacturing 150,000. What's interesting to me is sort of the accelerating decline we're seeing in the service sector, because that's the bigger part of the U.S. economy, and it's certainly been more stable as consumer spending has continued to grow over the last couple of decades.
And it's the bigger part of this number, too.
Yeah. And that lost about 275,000 jobs of those lost in December. Again, losses in retail trade, professional and business services, education. I will say healthcare was a bright spot, and in 2008, it added some 300,000 jobs. I mean, so it continues to defy the logic that we're seeing elsewhere. Government employment also increased a little bit.
Well, there is some logic, though, that in bad bad times, healthcare needs more workers.
Yes.
Also, educational facilities get increased numbers of students because they're parking themselves in career-changing scenarios while they wait for the economy to improve.
But we have seen some interesting and a little bit worrisome signs from both of those sectors. Now, with healthcare, a lot of hospitals are struggling because there's a rising number of people who don't have insurance because they've lost work, who can't pay on their bills. They've lost investment money. The same thing's happening in a lot of education. You have budgetary problems for public schools. For private schools and for colleges, you have the same thing where people can't afford the cost, so they're pulling, you know, students out, and they've lost money on investments. So we're definitely going to be looking here over the next couple of months in this report to see if those sectors can continue to outperform or if they also really start to buckle under this weakness.
So because of the loss of, say, university endowments having an impact on tuition prices and the availability of teachers and the ability even to, like, get more resources to deal with more students, there aren't safe havens maybe at this point.
That's the really interesting thing about this downturn. I think it points to just how broad a recession can be when you talk about an economy where consumers just aren't spending and have just lost so much ability to sort of continue at the pace that they had for several years. You really start to see that broad-based impact. And I do think we're going to see it in healthcare and education and not just in these sectors like manufacturing where you expect it.
So I know you're not a fiscal reporter, but when you see these kinds of numbers, what's the add-on to the tax bill in states and the federal government looking at unemployment insurance?
Well, I found it a little jaw-dropping when we saw from the Congressional Budget Office yesterday that they were forecasting a $1.2 trillion deficit for 2009, not including Obama's stimulus package. And that's expected to be, you know, in comments he made yesterday, $750 billion, $775 billion, something like that. So we're really talking about
that.
Massive figures.
So the $1.2 trillion didn't include the stimulus package.
Correct.
So $770 billion, if Barack Obama's number is right, that's getting up to $2 trillion.
Absolutely. And again, this is an economy that's about a $15 trillion economy if it sort of hums along at the pace of the last couple of years. So it's still, you could say that the loss that we're seeing in terms of output, $2 trillion hopefully would be enough to close that gap. Is it worth it? I mean, again, these are very sort of fundamental philosophical questions that people are grappling with right
and
now.
And grim philosophical questions.
Absolutely.
And now you get to go la, 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 off to work after giving us all that bad news.
Right.
Kelly Evans, thanks so much. Reporter for the Wall Street Journal on her way to the Journal this morning. Thank you very much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.